I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in to KUOW's The Record. We were just telling you about the Secretary of State debate. Well, the first Washington gubernatorial debate of the season happened yesterday. Governor Jay Inslee, the Democrat, faced the Republican former Seattle Port Commissioner Bill Bryant in Spokane. KUOW's David Hyde's been following the race, and I asked him if anything really was at stake in this debate, given that it is summertime and most people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, there was a surprising amount of drama and tension in the room. The backstory is that Jay Inslee is just not that popular as a governor. He's below 50%, which most experts say makes him vulnerable to a challenge this year, except for two big things. One, Bill Bryant only got 36% in the same poll showing Inslee under 50. And the second is no Republican has won in this state since 1980. So the central drama last night was, what's Bill Bryant going to do? Is he going to go on the attack? And what's that going to sound like?
Okay, so theoretically, Inslee's vulnerable, but that's a tough climb. So what was the answer? What was the tone?
Chippy. Bill Bryant kicked it off with this metaphorical campsite attack. And for those who are new to Washington State, camping is taken very seriously here. Bryant said that his dad taught him to leave the campsite cleaner than he found it.
Unfortunately, after 4 years, Governor Inslee has trashed Washington's campsite.
Ouch. What is Bill Bryant referring to there?
He had a number of examples of this metaphorical trashing, like the early release of thousands of prisoners due to this computer programming error. This was by the Department of Corrections, and those early releases were linked to two deaths.
Okay, so how did Governor Inslee respond to the idea that he's trashed the campsite?
With sarcasm.
Thank you, Bill, for your positive, optimistic opening statement about the vision in our state.
And Inslee went on to paint a very different picture about all the innovation and entrepreneurial activity and kind of excitement that's happening in Washington State.
And I'll tell you why. It's because we have made such enormous progress in our state. Huge strides in the educational attainment. The largest transportation package to help us relieve congestion and help freight mobility so we can grow the economy of Eastern Washington and move those products to the ports to export to the world.
Okay, so two different visions. The state is doing well. It's not doing well. This reminds me a little of the Republican and Democratic convention contrasts. So there they are sparring. What about the substance? Where did they actually disagree on issues?
The minimum wage is a really good example. Jay Inslee supports Initiative 1433. This is going to be on your fall ballot, Bill. And this would hike the state minimum wage from around $9.50, where it is now, to $13.50 an hour over 4 years. And Bill Bryant is against it.
I will not support a one-size-fits-all system that could cause some people to have their hours cut or their benefits cut or could hurt families that are already struggling and cause them to lose their jobs.
So he's against the one-size-fits-all solution. Jay Inslee says, hey, look, it's worked in Seattle.
You can't get a table in Seattle. And the fact is, the evidence is overwhelming that when you do some reasonable raise in the minimum wage, it can actually help economic growth and help those small businesses. Look, if you're selling shoes, you want people to have $2 in their pocket so they can buy your shoes.
I'm not sure where Jay Inslee is getting shoes for $2. but Bryant, right, not buying it, and he took a dig at yuppie Seattle.
Well, I didn't grow up going to restaurants in Seattle. When mom and dad were starting out and I was young, dad was a teacher, and to make extra money, he coached all three sports. And then on Saturdays, to help pay the bills, he went into Shelton and worked at the correctional facility.
And Inslee comes back and says, hey, this is not about Seattle. It's about Spokane and places all over the state. So to sum up, they disagree about the minimum wage, but they're both running against Seattle.
Yeah, nobody wants to be pro-elitist rich Seattle, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Seattle can take it.
Yes.
That's okay. So, David, I wonder, because Bill Bryant came out and finally said this week he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. Did that figure in last night?
Yeah, it was one of the central kind of dramatic moments. Inslee asked Bill Bryant why it took him so long to come out against Donald Trump.
What did you see in Donald Trump for 242 days where you wouldn't say a peep to stand up against this gross cruelty? I want to know why you didn't do that.
Do I get to start now?
Sure.
All right. This wasn't a political decision. This was a really tough decision. And it was about loyalty, but not loyalty to my party. Remember I talked about how so many people all across Washington State feel forgotten and left behind? These are folks that I grew up with. These are people who I went to high school with. And they think that government doesn't care and doesn't listen to them. And many of those people think that Donald Trump is going to help solve their problems. I don't, but they do. And what I was afraid that if I came out against Mr. Trump, and in January, I said he was unfit to be president, but if I continued to come out against Mr. Trump, those people were going to think that I had abandoned them too.
And so you hear the two different visions there of the state, Brian talking about people who are struggling. It also illustrates the difficult dance that Bill Bryant has in this election. On the one hand, he's got to appeal to the majority of people in this state who don't like Trump. He's come out against Trump now. He's very clear about that. On the other hand, he doesn't want to alienate those people in his own party who are for Trump because he can't afford to lose them. So it's a difficult road ahead for Bill Bryant in some ways.
Okay, so David Hyde, any final thoughts on this, the first debate face-off between Governor Inslee and his challenger, Bill Bryant?
I think both candidates did what they felt like they needed to do, and it perhaps foreshadows what we're going to be seeing in this campaign in the fall. Bryant did a great job trash-talking Inslee's record.
Literally, yes.
With the campsite analogy. And Inslee managed to stay optimistic and didn't get rattled.
That's KUOW's David Hyde telling you about the first Washington gubernatorial debate. It happened yesterday in Spokane with the incumbent, Jay Inslee, facing a challenge from former Seattle Port Commissioner Bill Bryant. You're listening to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke.